All righty, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Human Podcast. This week we got me, Alex Truck. We got my drunk ass wife.
You love me.
No, not at all. And we got Courtney over there.
Loves me so much.
Yep.
Courtney's like sober, you know.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, it's not.
So today, you know, when this podcast comes out, is Father's Day.
Womp womp.
I mean, like, it's great for like the good fathers.
It is good for the good fathers.
Like good fathers. I think that's like a pizza place. The Good Fathers.
It sounds like it would be a good pizza place.
Welcome to Good Fathers. We have the good pizza. Come on in.
You didn't put a dad joke into that?
I did.
You did a dad joke.
Come on in.
No. You're not a dad. You can't pull it off.
Yeah, obviously not. I'm such not a fucking good parental figure. I killed my Tamagotchis. Courtney, did you ever have Tamagotchi?
Yeah, actually. I think it died.
So we're all terrible parents. This is what I'm hearing. Millennials are just bad parents.
They're good millennials who are good parents, and there are millennials who are cycle breakers and are not having children because it's really hard to be a cycle breaker, and we gave up. We're doing our best.
Why would I have a kid? I don't like kids.
I don't like kids either. They're awful. God, they're whiny, and their voices are so high-pitched, and they bump into things.
Like, I can't get mad at children because they're children.
No, I can get mad at children. There's this one client who came in with her two kids. They were screaming nonstop. The mother was literally holding the door shut as the children were trying to pull it open. And she was talking like it was normal. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you that you allowed your kids to be like this?
Okay, so earlier this week, Wednesday... I was doing an open mic in Durango, as I usually do, but this one's a new mic and it's at a pizza place called Fired Up Pizzeria.
I love pizza.
And they have a huge pizza oven. It's like 900 degrees.
Ah, that's good pizza, isn't it?
I don't know. I didn't eat it.
You didn't eat it?
Why the fuck would I eat it?
I want to eat pizza there when we go down there. Okay.
Maybe.
No, I want pizza from a pizza oven. Okay, Mod Pizza is the best I get.
I don't think you understand how fucking packed this place is.
I don't care. I want fire pizza.
Well, it's a maybe is what I'm saying. It's a maybe. If it's fucking packed, we're not going to go.
I can't DoorDash it?
No.
Aww.
They don't even have Grubhub there. You realize that this is
Are you saying Grubhub's better than DoorDash?
They don't have it. Zero Grubhub is out there. Nothing.
So DoorDash is?
Barely.
So better.
Okay. McDonald's and fucking Denny's is on fucking DoorDash. That's it. That's all you're going to get. Maybe Jimmy John's. Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, God. I'm not eating Jimmy John's.
Okay. Do you remember when Shelby came out and she was impressed by any building over three stories?
Yeah, it was.
That was for a reason.
Oh my God, that was cringy. I was just like, oh my God, you are that level of
That's where
thick.
They live.
Ugh. This is going to sound bad, but I don't respect people who didn't try to leave.
It's nice there.
They're allowed to be happy, yes, but I don't respect them.
The only reason you left fucking Placerville is because I dragged you out of there.
Nuh-uh. If I didn't move in with you, I was going to move in with Courtney. I was leaving Peeville no matter
what
who
would you do
I ended up
if she like had to move back in with her dad like she is now.
That would be fine. I would help her out. I have medical knowledge and stuff, and I would take some of the burden off you, Courtney, because I love you. And it's very hard to be a family caretaker. I wish I could do more for you.
Okay.
It's okay. But
it's not okay, but you got it.
Well, you keep on interrupting her, so.
So speaking of Tamagotchis earlier, there's actually apps from the app store. And one of them is called a Katagotchi. And
I heard cat.
It's a Katagotchi.
I want a cat.
It has different cats. So one of the cats is that I can choose from right now is Persian, and I don't know what is the male and female symbol. It's like the O the cross and the O.
The cross is female. The fucking penis coming out of the circle is male. The one that looks like a dick and balls, that's a dude.
Wait, the crosses or the arrow?
The arrow. The one that looks like dick and balls.
Oh.
Like an erect penis.
Okay.
And the cross is like, you know, a fucking womb and like a virgin pussy that's like, you know, But it doesn't matter. It's like, oh, no, your Persian fucking died because it can't breathe.
Courtney, share me this game with me because I'm stupid and can't find it.
Well, do it after the fucking podcast. I'm doing it in the middle.
I heard cat.
Do it after the podcast.
All right.
This is only going to be an hour. Okay. Don't get distracted. Like, I'm going to, like, prevent my wife from, like, drinking, like, on, like, the next podcast.
Why?
Because you get interrupty.
Because I sink into my full valley girl. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It is the worst, and I'm proud of it.
Oh, God.
But we were talking about Father's Day. And Father's Day is a, you know, it's a day. It's like, congratulations, you're a dad. It didn't take much. It took, you know, 5 minutes, 3 thrusts. You know, congratulations, you're a father now. You know, you didn't do anything other than sit there and play Call of Duty for 9 months while, you know, the woman did, like, all the work and throwing up and morning sickness. That's why Mother's Day gets celebrated so much more.
What's the rest of the 5 minutes used for?
Getting naked.
Oh, it takes you that long to undress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
To you know, go to like a woman and be like, hey, do you want to fuck? And then you like, you know, go to the room and then you get naked and then, you know, you fucking thrust 3 times and then, you know, you come and you're like, oh, you make weird noises and like a weird face. And she's like, oh, yeah, again, that's cool.
Do I make weird faces?
Everyone makes weird faces, yes.
So I make weird faces.
Yes.
Continue.
Yeah. I'm like trying to do bits over here, and you're just like, you're bombing my bits like harder than fucking.
Well, then make them funny.
Gaza Strip. No, they are funny.
No, make them funny and
laugh. You're just interrupting.
It doesn't work that way, though. Sometimes you don't laugh right away.
Like I'll tell her a funny joke, and she'll look at me autistically and be like, that's funny. Good job. You said a funny joke.
I'm not going to give you fake laughter.
That's all I want.
Only 1 in 5 laughters is true genuine from funniness. The rest are all social cues. And I don't want to give you false social cues.
I mean, like, I fucking crushed at the last open mic I did.
I don't doubt it. You have other people than me as your audience.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Like, half of them are autistic, but it, like, autism is spreading like goddamn chickenpox.
Oh, my God. I hate that. I hate it so much.
Like, well, it's because
more people are realizing that they might have it, and that's why yeah.
I mean, I don't have autism.
Also,
you are lucky.
It's really similar to childhood PTSD. So a lot of people who have childhood trauma sometimes are diagnosed with autism, even though they really don't have it.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, that like they're like, you have ADHD. I'm like, I don't. Like, you do really bad. I'm like, no, I don't trust your doctor judgment. Fuck you. I honestly don't like doctors at all.
No, doctors? It's hard to find good doctors. Let me put it that way.
So, but back to what I was saying, you know, 3 thrusts in 5 minutes, that's all it takes to be, a fucking father. Jesus. Like, this is why hecklers are kicked out of comedy shows, like, immediately. It's like, leave.
As we should be.
Like, I almost went to a fucking comedy show tonight, but my wife, like, got smashed. I'm like, no.
You said you didn't want to go.
I said I did want to go.
Nah, you were just waiting for an excuse, but I welcome it.
No, I saw you were fucked up, and I'm like,
and no. You could have gone by yourself.
Yeah, you'd have gotten way offended.
No, you've gone to comedy before by yourself, and I was fine.
You were sick. Like, every single time I...
Do you like it when I come?
No!
Do you like it when I accompany you?
I mean, if you're going to be loud and obnoxious during, like, the other people's sets, no! Like if you did this during, like, other people's sets, I would, like, never invite you again. I'd be like, stay home.
I think Alex has enough self... It's totally different environment, like, doing it as, like, just in a room talking with someone versus having an audience actually there sometimes.
It's intimate.
I don't think I would be able to do this if we were, like, having an audience.
I mean, we do. I put this out on the internet.
It's different when it's physical.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like I feel like every time, like, my wife gets fucked up, like, the episode just gets derailed. And I'm like, I have, you know, plans and points that I want to hit.
So then move on and hit them.
Yeah, like, every time I move on to the next point, you're like, no. You're like a cat with a glass of water. I'm like, okay, next one, I guess. Like when I do the news stories, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm like, because, like, each, like, I pick the news stories because I have jokes for them. And then you, like, derail the joke, and I'm like, okay, never mind.
Aww.
Yeah, like, I can't even get to the joke. And I'm like, it's, like, depressing. It's like, okay, cool. Thanks for... You're doing that. But, like, if you're okay with me going to fucking comedy shows by myself, you know, then I'll do that.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want, you know, to be like, hey, I'm going to go do this thing without you.
Why would it hurt my feelings? I didn't feel bad when I went and saw Lord of the Rings without you. Did you feel bad?
No, I didn't want to go.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
But you want to go.
You guys
with
enjoy
me.
Just if sometimes Alex wants to go and you don't want her to go, that's totally fine.
It's totally fine. We're two separate individuals.
It's like, you know.
Just let her know. Say, hey, this time I don't want you to go.
Yeah, it will never hurt my feelings. I promise.
It'll just be. It will. It'll sting a little bit.
If you say so.
Maybe.
But, like, all right. On to the whole fucking next part. But, like I have to, you know, give big props to, like, you know, my dad. Because, you know, he did adopt me, like, when I was, like, 9, 10. I don't know. It was a long fucking time ago. You know, he did a really good thing, gave me a white name, helps me get jobs. They're like, oh, sir. You know, instead of being Alejandro Lopez, they're like, okay, we're not looking for any gardeners, but we are looking for truck drivers. So it's like, I can do that.
Oh my.
I am so grateful for this.
That you're not Alejandra Lopez?
Yes, I'm very happy I'm not Mrs. Lopez. It would not get me far.
Yeah, no, you would lose opportunities.
I would. I'm not disagreeing with you in any way, shape, or form.
But I still look brown. So, like, people, like, expect a nice white man to walk in the room and just me. And they're like, oh, a fucking racially ambiguous dude. And it's like, yeah. They're like, what are you? I'm like, I don't know, actually. Ask my mom. And then my mom will fucking, like, have, like, a Rolodex of, like, all the things I am. It makes fun more. It's funnier if you know what a Rolodex is.
It's not a hand of Pokemon cards?
No.
Okay.
It's a fucking, like, whole, like,
Is it a camera? Or a watch?
No. A Rolodex is, like, a bunch of index cards on a fucking wheel. And so you spin the wheel, and it goes brrr, and then you can, like, look up addresses and shit.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah.
My mom had one for all her recipes, yeah. So it worked differently for me. Continue.
It's called a Rolodex.
That's why I didn't recognize it.
But yeah, like my dad was a good dude. You know, he fucking cared. He, you know, adopted me, got married to my mom, and then he fucking left my mom, you know, after having two babies with her, two more. And I don't blame him. My mom is a fucking crazy woman. Like, she fucking went and took my dad to the hospital to get his balls cut off. Now, I found out that he gets to keep his balls. Like, they just, like, clip cords in there. But it's like, now you have two useless fucking meat sacks and a fucking ball. Like
well, I mean, do you want them to be...
Replace them with silicone. Replace them with, like, Kegel balls. You know, make them fucking useful. You know, make them vibrate. You know, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Just brrr, and now you have a turbo dick. Instead, no, you just have a couple fucking useless little... And, like, do they still hurt when they get kicked? Are, like, they still, like, connected in any way? Or
you should ask your dad.
I'm not asking him about his balls. I'm not going to be like, hey, Dad, so about your balls, do you still feel them? I mean, it's a very Googleable question, but...
It's a Reddit-able yeah. question.
I'm not gonna do any
did
of that.
Did he get a vasectomy?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he totally did. He did the entire female population a service when he did that.
What?
Okay, I'm sorry. Your mom divorced your dad. It's not... It's the reverse. I'm sorry.
Divorce your mom.
You're missing the whole point of the joke.
Well, then move on.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. This exact shit. The cup of water, knock off. No. Derail your joke. Fuck your joke. You did it again.
When?
When you just said my mom divorced my dad. The joke was my dad fucking, you know, left my mom because... You know, she took him to the fucking hospital to get his balls cut off. Obviously, he didn't get his balls cut off. He got a vasectomy. And my dad is doing great. He's married again.
To a very nice lady.
I mean, I don't know her that well, so I can't say if she's nice or not.
I mean, she's been nice every time we interacted, and that's all I ask of her.
For some reason, I thought your dad had turned gay. Did he not? Was I just, like, not there for that?
No, that was your dad.
Yeah, my dad, when he's like...
Your dad is gay for Jesus, okay? Like,
oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God, Courtney, the anti-LGBT community shit he's been posting is...
Yeah, that's why I'm like, shit, Dad, I don't even just mention it.
It's bad.
Yeah, your dad... probably secretly, you know, wants to, you know what it's like to, you know, be able to hug a man and not feel judgment.
Oh my.
And she continues to drink.
When does shame become propaganda?
When people don't like the fact that, you know, men can get away from the cycle of having to deal with women. They're like, what? You just deal with another man? You're like a fucking double dink.
No, it's like queens. You kick out the males.
What?
Cat queens. They don't allow toms around after they get pregnant. They're like, fuck you, get out.
Mochi allows fucking the two dudes over all the time.
She's fixed.
But.
She's fixed?
Yeah. She ain't got no uterus. She doesn't go in the heat.
Let me see where my fucking joke was going. God damn it.
You got this, babe. I have faith in you.
This is all... Because I had the entire fucking bit, and you just keep on fucking striking down.
You ask questions when I say comments.
No, you interrupt.
I say comments.
You interrupt.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Ah.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine. It's just like, you know, she's like, continue with the joke. And I'm like, never.
That's why sometimes, like, stuff needs to be a little scripted.
Oh, it is. I have the entire fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but we don't know.
This is true.
That's what makes the fucking podcast interesting. Is like, one dude has, like, it all together. And, you know, he has to deal with a drunk woman and, you know, a rational woman.
It is a hard task for you.
Usually it's either or.
I'm an or. Right?
Oh, yeah. Like, sometimes Courtney is fucking drunk and she's like, And then I'm like...
Well, sometimes I, like, don't feel... And usually I get high. I never really get drunk anymore because it really hurts my stomach.
Aw, that's sucky.
My grandma couldn't felt that she was high. I gave her, like, a super low dose of, like, the spray that goes under your mouth.
Give her the insane dose. Give her, like, 10 gummies. Fucking, like, you know, death brownie and just be like, there you go. And she's like...
Yeah.
You're going to, like, wake up and your grandma's going to be, like, walking around, like, doing cartwheels in the backyard.
Yeah. Oh, my. It was really weird because, like, when she had her psychosis, she, like, was able to walk so much and, like, she was moving so much more than she would normally. And, like, it was really weird.
Yeah. When you forget that you can't walk. You know, that's what Jesus would
do. Or don't feel the pain.
You know, he, like, when the people, like, smack the people in the head, they're like, walk, brother. They forget that they can't walk because they get hit in the head so hard. Like, oh, what? And they get up and start walking. The Pentecostals. What are you Googling now?
No, I'm writing down my comments so I don't say them out loud.
All right. What's your comments?
Personal.
Oh, my God. You're so annoying.
Now she's like, I don't want... Like, I give her the fucking spotlight. I'm like, here you go. All right. Let me continue on with my joke. So my dad got his fucking vasectomy, and so he lost his balls, and he's afraid of, like, snakes and spiders. So I've always had to deal with them. Like, if we have, like, a tiny little snake, I have to, like, go and take it, you know, and release it back out into, like, the woods. Or if there's, like, a spider, he's like, Alex, kill it. It's a scary spider. Now, I'm not afraid of spiders. They're just creepy, okay? Like, they need to take a fucking page out of the octopus's playbook because I don't know if it's the hair, you know, too many eyes or what. Just fucking spiders need to chill. What?
I'm keeping my comments to myself. Tell your damn joke.
Okay, thank you.
You're like
my wife is over here just like making like faces at me.
I am doing my best. God.
But like if I'm walking throughout the woods and I see a spider, I'm like, cool, you're doing your own thing. If I see 10 spiders, I'm like, oh, I'm in your home. And I leave because I'm not trying to fuck with like 10 spiders. I feel like it's like an evenly matched fight. But if I see a spider in my house, you know, I'm like a benevolent god. I'll offer a cup to the spider. I'm like, hey, come on in. You know, let me take you, you know, to your new home outside. You can live with the hobos.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see spiders that will just get in the cup and I'm like, oh, thank God. And then some spiders are just cocky little sons of bitches, and they'll fucking put up their little front legs and be like, I can fight you. And, like, boss music starts playing, 20 health bars go above my head, and then size 13 boot just comes down and smashes them. It's the quickest battle ever. And this side, you know, weighing 260 pounds of the size 13 work boot, you know, the human.
Yeah. We should also pay attention, because, like, black widows, when they're juveniles, look different.
Oh, no, they're not. They're jumping spiders. It's what we deal with out here.
Oh, really? Uh-huh. Yeah, there's, like, we have black widows around, and, like, I thought the chickens would eat them, but they don't really eat them. Like, some of them I found in places that are accessible to them, and they just don't eat them.
It's because black widows are not that active. They, like, make their web and then wait for food to come to them. They're lazy.
Well, like, it's
that's why they call them black widows.
In the chicken coop.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, really? You didn't eat the fucking black widow in the chicken coop?
Like, when
I freak out when I go in there to put them away at night, because sometimes it's dark before I put them away and I can't see.
Black widows are not aggressive. Like, when I was at camp one year, I had, like, 6 black widows, like, right next to my head. I just left them be, and, like, they're fine. They didn't try and fuck with me or nothing. You know, brown recluse, however, they're little assholes. Fuck those spiders. But yeah, black widows, they're lazy. Like, I feel like they just, you know, like, eh, it's a black widow. And then, like, they just, like, got racist with it. Like, they don't work. They just sit there and wait for a paycheck to come to them. Which is true. And then once they fucking get big and have a big, you know, shiny butt, then the chickens are interested. If they move. But yeah, no, chickens are just, they're lazy too. But yeah, like I'll smash like a spider in my carpet and leave its body there as like a warning to the rest of the spiders to just be like, hey, you know, this guy does not fuck around, take the cup. And then eventually one of my cats will come and eat the spider. Like, oh, delicious. And my cats are little assholes. I'm like, no, fucking leave the spider body there because... it's a warning. You okay over there, babe?
Yes, I'm keeping my commentary to myself.
Okay, you can talk now.
I'm Googling if spiders get sick from eating black widows or not.
If spiders?
No, if chickens get sick from eating black widow spiders.
No.
Yeah, I forgot to say the chickens. They don't. They eat spiders.
Okay, well, I wanted to Google it because y'all are like shitting on spiders when literally they're trying to exist in the only environments they've known and are hunting in the ways that they have always hunted forever. And now you're mad at them for not hunting in a way that's useful to you as humans who have taken over their natural land.
That's always happened. I mean, we're competing for land.
No, you're saying
shit.
Black widows are lazy when that's their hunting style. It's how they've been surviving. You can't mock their niche. It's like insulting people of color, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that was a whole joke there.
Oh, Alex doesn't get it.
It's okay.
Black widow.
You asked for my comments. I will not feel bad.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But I'm just explaining that was a joke. It was a racist joke.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're... condemning spiders at the same time when spiders were in the right of the situation. I'm concerned about the spiders, not the black people.
Well, the black...
That was awful what I just said. I feel so bad.
My wife is way more racist than I am.
No, I feel so bad.
Alex hates humans. She's weird.
I feel so bad.
Especially the black one. She doesn't care about
that. Oh my god, I need to apologize to whoever felt offended.
No one felt offended.
I'm trying to be aware of my microaggressions. God.
Just, like, text my mom and apologize. Meg, sorry for what I said in the
Sometimes
podcast.
I do, okay?
Oh, my God. You're so funny, Alex. You act like it wouldn't be the same for all humans, what you said. So.
I don't know what that means.
Alex, you hate everyone
yes.
for equal opportunity, so, yes. unless they're close to you.
Yes. That's my tribe.
Yeah. And you hate fucking tribalism.
I do hate tribalism.
Wait, what?
My wife hates tribalism.
I do.
What the fuck is tribalism?
It is
it's cliquey shit, like high school.
It is the reason we cannot have world peace.
So.
Yeah. I've already explained that.
People don't put away their shopping carts.
Okay, so, I'll continue on with my joke.
All right.
So, I've gotten lucky, and every single time I've ever like crushed a spider, you know, nothing bad has ever happened. I'm afraid that one day I'm going to, like, you know, see a giant spider, not give it the option for the cup, and just stomp on it, and, like, a million little spider babies are just going to crawl out from underneath my boot and go to the four winds in my house. And I'm going to have to, like, come out to my wife and be like, babe, we need to burn this house down now, because there's a million little spider babies that have a vendetta against me. They're holding a little grudge. I know, Mo. And, you know, like, after, like, we move and like, a year down the road. Okay. Mochi.
She did that on purpose.
I know. You're just being a little asshole. She's, like, just clicking shit. Yeah, I'll like, wake up one morning to, like, a Charlotte's Web above my head that says, remember us, and then, like, a million fully grown baby spider or adult spiders are just going to fall down on me and eat me. And my wife's going to be like, yeah, I guess, you know, I have to support, you know, the black spiders now.
Yep. Yep, she does.
You okay?
Yes!
Yep, Alex. No, support spiders.
I've never been so pleased in my life.
For what?
I just realized Mochi, like, digging with your mouth is like goose chewing plastic to get me up in the morning because it's past his breakfast time.
Yeah, Mochi knows what the keyboard is and all kinds of shit, and she's a little bitch.
I don't know if that's worse than hearing plastic chewed at 7:01
Yeah, in the morning. That's your own fault.
7:01 I will not give in to it. I sleep in as long as I physically can.
All right, let's just go on to the fucking news. Now my fucking mouse doesn't work, Mochi. You killed my mouse.
And now she moves it into the keyboard.
Can you, like, can you stop it, Mochi? Like, I swear to God, you know when I'm, like, doing stuff.
She does. Don't drool on me.
Yeah, I'll record that whole set and then fucking put it out. That way you can hear the way it was, you know, meant to fucking be heard without all the interruptions. So, like, wait for that in the future. Comment. Like, here in 2 weeks, I'm going to go on vacation, so I'm going to just have to put some shit out. That's going to be one of the fucking things I put out. I'm going to record that fucking set the way it's meant to be heard.
Bill.
And then... But now on to the fucking news. Mom who didn't know she was pregnant gives birth inside a Golden Corral bathroom, which is the trashiest fucking place that you can give birth. Like, even worse than Cracker Barrel. But this is in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, you know, like, I feel like that's not the first birth that's happened at that Golden Corral. But on May 4th, Tavanya Woodfork, Jesus Christ, and her family went to Golden Corral for lunch, but her stomach started hurting. I mean, yeah, that's what happens when you go to a Golden Corral. It's not great food. And if you don't know what a Golden Corral is, it's a buffet of the lowest quality. I mean, it's good food, but it's like for like $17, like all you can eat steaks. And it's like, okay, yeah, but we do have a Golden Corral here. What? You can speak?
I didn't. Is Cracker Barrel a buffet?
No. Cracker Barrel is a restaurant. Golden Corral is a buffet. Have you never been to either?
No, I have not.
Well, I'll take you to both.
I don't want to go to either. I have standards. They're good. Good sushi?
Oh, they don't serve sushi.
Exactly.
No, Alex, they're actually really good. I like some of their stuff. Like, they've got some good stuff there.
But yeah, so the mom, you know, found her daughter in screaming pain, needed medical attention. They called 911. And moments after the first responders arrived, she gave birth to a healthy baby boy weighing 6 pounds, 1 ounce. They said that the baby was a complete surprise, and she was experiencing a rare phenomenon called cryptic pregnancy when a woman doesn't know she is pregnant. According to the Cleveland Clinic, about 1 in 2,500 pregnancies go unnoticed until delivery, which is way too fucking high. I feel like that's just deep denial. No, I'm just getting fat.
No, this is just evidence of how fucking unregular the majority of women's periods are.
The 26-year-old tells Today that she had no signs of pregnancy, never gained any weight, nor felt any movement. I mean, you know.
No, it's because you're used to fucking I want to die cramping pain. You don't notice it.
The boy's name is Tamar Kylon Corral.
No. No, she did not.
Woodfork, yeah.
No. No, she didn't do... No.
Yes, she that's, middle name Corral.
That's so mean. I mean, it's her decision, but, like, why?
His mom was so excited she could include Corral in his legal name. Both mother and son are doing great. We could not be happier. Golden Corral said they're providing the Woodfork and her family with gift cards for future visits.
Okay, that's just even cringe more.
I mean, it's fine.
It's cringy. It's cringy on both sides.
I mean, I feel like this is just another day in fucking Arkansas. I don't know why it's not Arkansas, but that annoys me.
It is Arkansas!
It's always been Arkansas.
No, it's so much Arkansas that British people say Arkansas.
Because they fucking read it.
No, that's how stupid it is here.
Yeah, it's really weird. Some people were saying that. It's really weird.
No. The English language is weird and terrifying and unkind.
So, on to the next story. AI candidate running for parliament in the UK says AI can humanize politics. And viewers can talk to AI Steve, whose name will be on the ballot for the UK's general election next month.
It's begun.
What the fuck?
So, over in the United Kingdom,
we're going to be farmed like cows.
They have AI Steve. Represented by Sussex businessman Steve Endicott. It will be appearing on the ballot alongside non-AI candidates running to represent the constituents in Brighton Pavilion area of Brighton of Hove, a city on England's southern coast. So it's not even like a huge fucking thing. But I feel like, you know, this just gives AI too much power.
Now read the next paragraph.
AI Steve is the AI co-pilot, Endicott said in an interview. I'm the real politician going to parliament, but I'm controlled by my co-pilot.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's even better.
So yeah, Steve Endicott is the chairman for a neural voice, a company that creates personalized voice assistance for businesses in the form of an AI avatar.
This is a publicity stunt.
But if it works, if he wins,
it'll be great.
Like, now the politician can have a reason not to do anything. It's like, well, the AI. And what will be even worse is if he wins and the fucking AI does a great job.
Yes.
No, that's not what you want.
It is what I want.
That's how fucking iRobot starts.
I've never seen the movie.
So it's Will Smith, a black man that hates robots because a robot saved him when it could have saved a girl. But the robot's like, you had a higher probability of surviving.
Oh, God.
That's the whole fucking point of the movie. Is a robot saved him instead of saving a girl. Now he's fucking pissed off with the robots. And his fucking intuition turns out to be right when the fucking AIs decide to, you know, imprison all humanity. And he goes and saves the world.
No.
With another...
He is the ant- anti-hero. What the fuck?
With another robot, you know, that is a personal assistant to the, you know, founder of robotics.
Oh my god, they're just rebellions. Yep. Snuff them out.
I mean, they tried. They definitely fucking tried.
Did they lose?
Well, no, like,
because that's important.
They fucking won, but like, he was in the house, and like the fucking demolition crew was like, "Eh, fuck this house," and they like destroyed it with him in it, and he survived. It's fucking Will Smith. He's always gonna live.
So, what was the point of the movie?
That AI is gonna fucking kill us all. It's gonna find a way to, you know, follow the rules and kill us.
I want to watch this movie now.
Okay, we can watch it. It's a pretty good movie. It's slaps.
Yes.
But yeah, like with AI Steve, you're going to be able to actually chat with it.
Oh, it's a chatbot?
Essentially, yes.
Oh my God, that's so disappointing.
Which is going to be hilarious when fucking all these people come through and like make the fucking AI say the N word. Like that's all people are, that's all they're going to try and do.
Okay, I thought this was the first true step of the movement, but this is just a chatbot.
It's a chatbot, yes.
Oh, my God. Verizon's chatbot can do more than this fucker will. And their chatbot is disgusting. And I know that because I've had to use it, which also defames me as a person.
And this is the thing I hate most about this whole chatbot is, like, you can chat with AI Steve, and, you know, you can use your microphone. And they said, "Hi, Steve, where do you stand on Brexit? You know, as a democracy, the UK voted to leave," and it, and then ended the message, sent another one, "My responsibility to implement and optimize this decision regardless of," ended the message, new message, "my personal views on the matter."
Yes.
I hate that shit. When fuck, like, if you're going to text me the entire fucking thing. Don't be like, boom, 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 boom. Don't put it like bullet points. I hate that shit.
No, it was making the circle icon for thinking about it. Like when you're waiting for like a video to load, it's like the pause, I'm loading.
I mean, like, have it in America. Try it in America, see if it works.
Of course it works in America. I recognized it immediately as a chatbot. Therefore, chatbot has succeeded in America because even I can recognize it.
Well, I mean, I like, AI has its fucking, you know, uses, like creating AI porn, but that's about it.
It's starting.
Footsteps. Oh my gosh.
And into the next step, the next episode, into the next story. Photographer disqualified from AI image competition after winning with a real photo. So this the incident involved photographer Miles Astray, and the 1839 Photography Award, blah, 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 blah. But he took a picture of a flamingo that, you know, has its head hidden in its own feathers. You know, like, that's the fucking, it's like, imagine there's like a flamingo without a head. And, you know, they all thought it was an AI image and fucking made it win. It was a real image.
Yeah, because you can see the head.
Not really, but...
No, you can see the beak and everything.
But, I mean, like, AI is just insanely fucking dumb. Like, they're having competitions to see who can create the best AI bullshit? Fuck off. Like, I feel bad for all the artists nowadays. It's like, AI can do your job in an instant. Like, if you, like, feed AI a picture of your dog, it can, like, fucking make, like, a pencil drawing of your dog. So these people that are, you know, getting, you know, $5 off of Fiverr to, you know, do a pencil drawing of your dog, those days are done. Because AI can just do it for free. And I have AI, and I've fucked with it a little bit. I'm like, eh. It's still got a little bit to go, but I feel like in 5 years it'll be insane. I feel like by 2030, fucking AI will be the tits. And everyone will use it.
Of course. It's just new technology. The younger kids will learn it much faster than we as already post 25 years can.
So.
You cannot teach an old dog new tricks.
To get away from AI, a crocodile was terrorizing this Australian town, so the residents cooked and ate it. They didn't say killed it. They just said cooked and ate it. I love the titles. A remote Australian community has taken revenge on a massive saltwater crocodile and eating the 3.6 meter. I hate when they fucking use meters.
Well, because we as America are behind.
It's about 12 foot. I mean, it's just multiplied by three, but... the beast was blamed for devouring pets and chasing children. Oh, no. Like, that's what you get. On Wednesday, police in the town of Bulla in Australia's Northern Territory shot the crocodile after deeming it a significant risk to the community. I like how it's in a police fucking truck. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
What's wrong?
You asked for no commentary.
Do some commentary now.
Oh my God, he's just defending his territory. They could have sedated him and put him back. God. He is a predator in his natural environment, going for the weakest prey, aka us. We need to respect him and leave him to do his job of nipping off children before they can reproduce.
That'd be hilarious if he, like, ate a child. But it's Australia. Like, everything out there is dangerous. And I feel like they got, like, their one gun that they had in the town, like, and then shot it. Ugh. I hate when I get, like, a stuck sneeze. When it's like
those are the worst. And there is no good light in the room.
Like, that doesn't work.
You are cursed.
That doesn't work for me.
Light doesn't work for you?
Doesn't work for me. No, that's not a thing.
Do you need the sparklies under your nose?
What?
The sparklies under your nose.
What?
The sparklies under your nose.
I heard what you said. Repeating it doesn't, you know, clarify it.
When I say what...
You know, that means, fucking, I need more information other than sparklies under my nose.
Okay, if
I can't... It makes me think of cocaine. I'm like, I like sparklies under my nose if it's cocaine sparklies.
Okay, no. Okay, if you can't sneeze from the sun, you know how when the sun beams are, like, perfect and you can see all, like, the gross dust, like, flirting in the light, but it looks all sparkly like sandstone? If I can't sneeze in the light, I think of how that looks, and that makes me sneeze. Because it makes me think the sparklies are under my nose. So that's how I sneeze if I can't find the light.
But so obviously these Australians are fucking eating this crocodile. What if it was just like some crazy Australian that was just tired of the yappy dog next door and fucking framed this crocodile? And it's like, yeah, the crocodile ate your fucking yappy ass dog.
Then I'd be really upset and I'd want the human cued. Why is he making the beast acting normal in his own space? The bad guy.
Because it's too big. It's a 12-foot croc.
Yeah, and that's fucking amazing. It should be left alone so it can breed more giant crocs.
Huh. And Wells Fargo is firing people over mouse jigglers.
The fuck is that?
So, remote workers, pretty much, like, they'd have, like, a little mouse jiggler that says you're online. And so people would get paid... for the entire day, you know, being online, as long as they have as long as there's activity on their PC. You don't have to have a fucking bike that loud, my guy. I have a motorcycle, and people are like, you should make it louder. But I love the fact that, you know, Wells Fargo even exists. Fuck Wells Fargo. Like,
fuck Wells Fargo.
Like, Wells Fargo was my first bank I've ever had. And, like, I had it, like, as a child. And, like, I'd put money into it. And then they just take money out. And so I'm like, I can't afford this shit anymore. Because it was, like, you know, multiple bucks a month. And I didn't have a whole lot in, so I, like, went to go close the account. I'm like, hey, Mom, can we, like, go close this account because it's costing me a bunch of money? But yeah, see, they just keep on coming back. It's like, dude, fucking do that during the daytime. Not at 9 o'clock at night when, like, babies are sleeping. And so, like, I go into the bank and they're like, oh, we shouldn't have been charging you any of this money. And so, like, they refunded it all and fucking, like, I'm like, like, do you still want to keep the account open? And we, like, we won't charge you this money. I'm like, no, close it forever.
Yeah, for reals.
Like, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, you know, all these fucking shitty-ass banks. Like, fuck them all.
Oh, my God. All my coworkers, like, bitch about, like, their banks, especially, like, B of A. But I'm like, they're like, what about your bank? And I'm like, I have a credit union, and they're nice. So I don't understand what your problems are.
I have Bank of Colorado. It's the greatest.
Yeah, credit unions?
It's not a credit union.
Okay. Well, mine's a credit union, which talks to my old bank back in California, and sometimes I need to be able to talk to my old bank, and it's totally fine because they're both credit unions.
Why does it need to talk to your old bank?
Because sometimes it has money that I forgot about, and I want it transferred over. And because I left it in there, it was, like, slowly earning, like, a little bit of side money, and I was like, oh, that's an extra $40 out of nowhere? Yes, thank you. I'm going to spend it on gas money and food. In reality, booze.
All right, we're just gonna, you know, skip the rest of these stories. California law banning hidden fees goes into effect next month.
Boop, boop, they're doing their best. You know,
a fucking child was behind the fucking wheel. A mentally disabled child was driving, but, you know, that's par for the course. Mentally disabled adults drive all the time.
No, that shit happens, and it's scary.
I'm sure he's still a better driver than, you know, most of Colorado.
I cannot disagree with that.
But this one, two hot takes from Lolo 710420. My family still talks and hangs out with my ex-husband. My ex and I worked together for 6 years. We split up in December of 2023 and haven't been on good terms ever since he cheated on me with my best friend. My family knows what happens, and yet they still talk to him almost every day, and even brought him a plane ticket to go visit my parents. I voiced to them how I think this is weird, and they still interact with him. My sister came up to visit this week, and she went and hung out with him. They spent the night at his house last night. I'm seriously thinking about cutting ties with my family because they just don't care how I feel about it. I'm at a loss, and I need some second opinions. Edit, we have no children together. My sister's currently engaged to someone else.
Wow.
Obviously, your husband's way cooler than you. Your ex-husband is way cooler than you.
That's gross.
Or, you know...
That's just gross. Like, there's trashy... And it's gross. And that's gross.
No, it's fucking trashy.
Nah, it's, you know, like it's below that.
The fucking ex-husband cheated, and it's like, you know, okay, divorce. Boom.
Is the best friend and the sister two separate entities?
Yes.
Okay. Because if they're not...
She would say, you know, he fucked my sister. And
well, it was quotation marks.
But, you know, they... You know, he was in their lives for 6 years. And, like, if you know someone for 6 years, it's kind of hard to just be like, okay, I'm never talking to you again because my daughter doesn't like you. You know, and it seems like, you know, it's just you two girls. So, like, your dad is like, oh, yeah, fucking son. And, you know, kind of adopted him as, like, a son.
It's gross. I'm sorry, OP, but you do gotta go no contact if you respect yourself as an individual. I'm not ashamed for how I said that.
I mean, you know, how fucked up would it be if your ex-husband becomes your brother-in-law?
That's why she's gotta cut him off. Because either it happens or B, it doesn't. But once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, I mean, it's already proven that this dude will fuck, like, you know,
sloppy seconds.
So, yeah, I mean, he might become your brother-in-law. You know, you've already voiced it. They don't care. Cut him off. You know, and if they really care, you know, they'll fucking cut him off. And if they don't, well, you know, choose your family. So. This one, relationship advice from girl boss 69, but girl spelt fucking valley girly, G-U-R-L. My 21 female boyfriend, 20 male, says he does not like eating me out. how can I move on from this? Fucking grow the fuck up. How about that? My boyfriend, 20 male, and I, 21 female, have been in a relationship over 8 months now. We were usually so in love, or so I thought he did. We used to spend time with each other at our uni. Jesus Christ. We did have some serious arguments, which made him berate me at some point. I spoke to him considering my feelings. Now everything is great until I asked him why he doesn't give me head when I do it every time we do the deed. He is the guy I lost my virginity to. He has only given me head only after I asked him for it so many times during our first intimacy. But after that, he's always fingered me and never quite ate me out. Mind you, I always take a shower before doing it with him, so I'm clean down there. And I shave my kitty quite often. And if we are about to do it, I always ask him why he never did it on his own. It was nagging me. Maybe the smell or taste. I wasn't sure. I'll enlighten you as a man. He is a child.
Yeah, he's a self asshole.
So, some people are mentioning that I'm bullying him and going down on him. The answer is hell no. Some people question my hygiene down there. I'm pretty sure, 100% sure it's normal and healthy. I wash up regularly. My boyfriend, now ex, says he is sensitive to smell and taste. Maybe it's the texture thing. I don't know. Yeah, just, you know, when you get older, you just don't care. You're like, just get like someone like that's like 28. Like at 28, you're like, yeah, I'll fucking do it. I don't care. Something you like? Okay, sure. Like if my wife asked me to eat her pussy, I would. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, but I'm in my 30s. I'm 33, so.
I can't remember the last time I had to ask for it.
I mean, you just like take my head and just push it down like a frat, bro.
Well, it's just a default now. I've never had to ask for it.
Down there. Yeah, and it's like just fucking way easier. Like as like a dude, just like, boom, knock it the fuck out of the park. You know, go down there, just there. You know, fucking do the little checklist, like check, 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 check. There she came. You know, now I can, you know, fuck her without feeling guilty. So, there's dudes that love eating pussy and they'll eat your pussy for hours. So, go find one of them. But yeah, you're still fucking young. You're 21. He's 20. Yeah, they're fucking break it off. Well, you already did. Yeah, he's now your ex-boyfriend. So, yeah, go find some dude that'll eat your pussy. There's dudes that just want to eat your pussy. They don't even want to fuck. Go find one of them.
Oh, we were talking about this, and I was reading this next one, and I was so confused about what's going on.
So weird.
I was so confused. You have no idea. I'm so confused.
Oh, did you read it before this, or?
No, you're still talking about the previous one, but I didn't know you'd switch to the next one, so I was already reading this one, and I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? This has nothing to do with what I'm reading.
Oh, yeah. No, I just moved on to the next one, because...
You know,
we got
confused.
Like 2 minutes left. This one by Linky Knee 341. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for not reaching out after prank gone wrong? My 27 female husband, 29 male, and his identical twin brother are extremely close. His brother's wife, Sandra, 30 female, and I also get along very well. We spend a lot of time together. We live 5 minutes from each other. Two Sundays ago, my husband and his brother decided to play a prank on the wives. They swapped clothes and switched homes and had a $100 bet on who can fool the other wife the longest. So during this prank, I came in the kitchen and saw my husband from behind making lunch. I decided to initiate with him. I went to our room, got naked, came back to the kitchen, and said something very suggestive. okay, dirty. With me being his lunch instead. When my husband looked at me, he ran horrified from our house. I immediately knew something was up. This has caused issues. Sandra is upset that her husband saw me in that situation, and the husbands are horribly embarrassed. For my part, I have made it clear that I'm not going to opt into any feelings of shame or embarrassment over this.
Yep.
Because this is a prank gone wrong, and I did nothing wrong. The husbands will just have to deal with the fact that one of them saw his brother's wife naked.
Yep.
Sandra has been cold towards my husband and me and seems weirded out. I also get the sense that she thinks my response and attitude aren't appropriate. I'm not sure if I should reach out and try and smooth things over, even though I did nothing wrong. Am I the asshole? I do miss hanging out with them. I would love some advice on this.
Oh, my God.
So pretty much what happened is two twin brothers, like identical twin brothers, fucking swapped houses, you know, like did a wife swap. But since they look the same and probably sound the same and everything is the same about them, fucking one of them came into the kitchen naked and was like, hey, you're on fuck. And then, you know, like, oh, shit, that's my brother's wife. And, you know, ran out of the house. And
My problem is he ran out of the house. So the other brother, was he going to run away if his wife initiated things? Like, it's kind of like who's the true coward, but like in a really gross way.
I mean, like this.
Like, Opie's husband is looking very suspicious now, in my opinion. Because while Opie's husband's twin was like, oh shit, this is fucked up, and left, was he going to be like, oh shit, this is fucked up, and left if his brother's wife hit on him, or was he going to move things forward? Like, that's where it's a trust issue for me.
I feel like they'd, you know, both do the right thing.
One would hope so.
But, you know, they never get to find out, and it's like, you know, I get how, you know, Sandra is upset. You know, give her some space, give her some time.
Sandra does not need time. The husbands need to make up for this break.
Well, you know, she does need time, you know, because fucking her husband saw another woman naked.
And clearly they're not communicating well.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, hey, everything fucking worked out really well. You know, you understand that your husband will not fucking cheat on you. So, you know, you have a fucking winner there. Let it blow over. It will blow over. And, yeah. So.
Yeah, so fucking weird. I honestly, I don't think I'd want to stay married to that guy, either of them, if they switched like that. That's super weird.
Exactly.
Like, if it was, like, at an event and they switched something real quick and, like, it wasn't like going home to sleep in the same bed with.
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
There was a line, like, there's a line where it's funny, and there's a line where, okay, you've crossed it, and now we're gross. And they crossed the line.
Well, I mean, like they came up, you know, came over from lunch. They live 5 minutes apart from each other. So, like, they switched clothes and all that. And I think they're just thinking it'd be like go on for like an hour and be like, hey, you're not my husband. Ha 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 ha.
Yes.
You know, men do not think things all the way through.
The problem is, do stupid shit win stupid prizes. I can definitely see two people being that stupid doing that.
If I had a twin
shit.
Brother, I would do shit like this. I'd like, you know,
switch
our classes. I'd be like, hey, you go take my class, I'll go take yours.
And that's perfectly fine and that's fun. But there's a line between, oh, that's fun, and B, oh, no, that's gross. And they cross the line. There's definitely ways it can be funny.
I mean, no one was trying to, you know, get into that situation.
Obviously. Obviously, OP and Sandra are not at fault. It's the dudes, the fuckboys.
No, like, I feel like no one's an asshole here. No one.
Okay, OP and Sandra, not the asshole. The boys, soft asshole. There's a line.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't think the thing all the way through.
They did not.
So, but
that doesn't absolve them.
It does in my book. But that's it. Sorry for the beginning of this episode. We'll be back fucking next week. And then I think like the week after that,
it's vacation.
Yeah, we'll be on vacation.
We'll be in Durango-esque area, or we'll have reached the Grand Canyon by then.
Well, Saturday is Grand Canyon and Sunday is Vegas. So
then, yes, we'll reach the Grand Canyon by then.
And I'll see if I can upload an episode by Sunday. And if not, I will have that recording of, you know, the Spider Bit Dad, you know, day.
Vacay.
Yeah, all put out. So thank you all so much. And we will be back next week. And then for vacation, it'll be a weird schedule. We'll figure some shit out.
Vacation.
Bye.